Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to introduce the members of the group. I don't know whether were you guys here the last time I played Seattle. They joined the Musicians Union a few weeks ago. This is their first gig. I think they're doing pretty good. Over there, playing an unusual string instrument. It consists of one very large hollowed-out string with little string capolets on it, and it's called a flute. And this is the world's finest dog flutist. For sure. And he hails from Richmond, California. His name is Matt Eckel. Holding the big bass viol is a veteran of the group. He's been with me for around 8 years now. He's hanging in there. His approach, he may have surpassed the record for greatest endurance. On the bass, James Kerwin. Over on the myriad of colorful patterns on every possible dog instrument, from mandolin to conga drums, bongo drums, and talking drums, talking violins, shakers. From Winters, California, Joe Craven. Playing the most popular instrument in the world is not an easy job. But this man is equal to it. He's a proud possessor of a fine Martin guitar there, and he knows what to do with it. Mr. Rick Montgomery. Started my own record label, or disc label, as they call it now, a couple of years ago, to largely put out dog music, but to also put out other things that I thought needed to be available. And the first such project is the first American release of some wonderful music that I've been listening to for about 15 years from Brazil. It's the music of a man named Jacob do Bandolim. That's the Brazilian word for mandolin. This man created and pioneered a style called choro music, which I don't know how you describe it. I guess it's Brazilian dog music. But he was doing it before me. I'm proud to say I put together the first domestic release of this music. We have some copies of it with us, but we'd like to play our interpretation of one of his pieces called Asanjado.